Blog Talk Radio.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. The I Got Something to Say.
Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes Steve Slate. With sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with TK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2013. April is National Poetry Month, National Autism Awareness Month. I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, also a.k.a. known as Miss Fabulous, no pun intended. We have a wonderful, wonderful show in store for you on tonight. We're going to be speaking with famed actress, singer, no other than my soror of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Miss Tracy Braxton will be in the building on tonight. I'd like to introduce some of the other staff of the I Got Something to Say radio show, the CEO, founder of the Be Our Show Radio Network, executive producer and co-host of this very show. I'd like to present to the world, not just a vicinity, but the world, Mr. D. Slate is in the building on tonight. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hey, hey, what's happening? D. Slate in the building on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Once again, another incredible show. Cannot wait to talk to the beautiful Miss Tracy Braxton tonight. It's going to be a doozy. I can't wait.
Thank you so very much for that. And we also have our other co-host, social media light, Mr. CK's in the building. What's going on tonight?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing tonight? PJ and B-Slay, I'm glad to be with y'all on a Monday night. And it's not just any regular Monday night. It's the Monday night to talk to the wonderful and talented Tracy Braxton. I look forward to this. I told everybody about it. They went nuts. So it's gonna be a fun-filled, great, extravagant interview tonight. I look forward to it.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, CK. And to our listening audience, if you want to be a part of the show, definitely check us out at 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. Also, if you're online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diaz and David, our show. And we have another wonderful surprise for you on tonight. Tonight. Of course, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Throwback Series at the Etox Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. Bill DeVoe will be performing this Friday, April 12, 2013 at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available at Ticketmasters. If you're the 10th caller on tonight and answer correctly the trivia question when you hear the song, "That Girl is Poison," yes, you will be able to win the tickets. This is sponsored by 7 Venues in Norfolk, Virginia. So definitely, when you hear that song, be the 10th caller with the correct response to the trivia question, and hopefully you and a friend, you and a significant other, you and your homeboy, you and that girl that's poison, hopefully you will be in the place. Tonight, once again, we have the Fab Fabulous News by yours truly, Poetic Picks, The quote of the day with CK, Make You Move Monday Jam, and so much more. Again, our national celebrity on this evening is the very lovely, beautiful, talented from the Braxton Family Values. We will be speaking with Tracy Braxton on tonight. I'm ecstatic. I am static. I am ecstatic. I'm about the show. I'm a huge fan of BFV and, you know, definitely looking forward to it. We're going to go ahead and get into our first musical break for this evening. The time right now in the Anonymous Group Studios in Virginia is 5 minutes after the hour, 9:05. We're going to go ahead and get it in with the Make You Move Monday Jam. And, of course, it's going to be no other than Tracy's big sister, Toni Braxton. He wasn't man enough for me. But, you know, don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here on the I Got Something to Say show. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, my boss, D. Slate, and CK. We're in the building. We educate and we entertain. This is an entertainment series.
He was my man. Well, I can show the let him go. So why do you
wasn't man. Yes, 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 we are back live. It is 10 minutes after the hour on the I've Got Something to Say radio show. We're just coming back out of the Make You Move Monday Jam, of course, and that was the very lovely and talented gifted big sister of our special guest on tonight. He wasn't man enough for me. Yeah, it wasn't man enough for me, and that was by the very lovely and talented Toni Braxton. Throughout the show on tonight, to our listening audience, we will be featuring a lot of the Braxton music, of course, and Bill DeVoe music because, you know, we want people to try to win those tickets. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, when you hear the song Poison, yes, be the 10th caller, and the question is, what three members are not with Belle Biv DeVoe? I need you to name the three members that were originally in New Edition that are not members of Belle Biv DeVoe. But you also have to be the 10th caller, okay? So we're going to give away a pair of tickets for this weekend, or should I say Friday, April the 12th, is going down, Norfolk, Virginia, at the Atox Theater. So that's going to be a wonderful show. I will be in the building, of course. Yes, we got right now D. Slate, we got CK in the building, and we're having a wonderful, wonderful time. Again, the time is now 12 minutes after the hour, and well, let's go ahead and get into the fabulous news and famous birthdays.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have to report, and I am very saddened by this, and actually I have a very, very special guest that's going to report on this first business of news on tonight. Okay, hold on for just one moment, ladies and gentlemen. You ready? Sorry for your loss. Hello, the I've Got Something to Say radio show. This is Betty, and I would like to deeply want to say I'm so saddened by the passing of Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, who led conservative resurgence in Britain. Today, she died at the age of 87. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, who led a conservative resurgence in her home country, was forged by a legendary partnership with Ronald Reagan of the United States. She died Monday following a stroke at the age of 87. Thatcher led Britain from 1979 to 1990, the lady and only woman to hold the job, the longest-serving prime minister in post-era war. We've lost a great leader and a prime minister and a great person. Prime Minister David Cameron and Queen Elizabeth II planned to send a private message of sympathy to the family, said a statement by the Buckingham Palace, where Union Jack was lowered at half staff. President Barack Obama of the United States hailed Thatcher as an exemplary British strength, and he states formally that we will miss her simply. And she was the unyielding courage of the Iron Will. This is British Betty reporting live, the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Rest in peace, Iron Lady. Thank you so very much for that, British Betty. Thank you, and we are deeply, deeply saddened, and we're sorry for your loss.
Wow.
Film critic Roger Ebert dies at 90 years old. This is a hole that can't be filled, one of the greatest that left us, states the Chicago Sun-Times, tweeted an announcement by the news. The newspaper led off its lengthy obituary, simply stating that Roger Ebert loved music. I love music and movies, but in particularly movies, except... and for those who he hated. Yes, but, you know, he always gave a thumb up or a thumb down. 2 days ago, he posted online that he was taking a leave of presence, saying that he was not going away, but he must slow down. He also wrote of several projects that he had in the works, hoping to pursue that type of writing. Celebrities remember Fame Critic on Twitter. Rest in peace, Roger Ebert. He died at 70 years old. Chelsea Clinton may run for office one day. She states, right now I'm grateful to live in a city and a state and country where I am strongly supported by my mayor, my governor, my president, my senators, my representative. The former first lady said in an interview right now, and her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, has a lot of visibility of her father being the former president of these United States and mother have been the former Secretary of State. So I think she may have a prominent career in government.
Wow.
Beyonce and Jay-Z's anniversary trip to Cuba is under investigation. Oh. The couple now faces inquiries from Congress into their trip. Penalties for violating the ban could be including with fines up to $250,000, a drop in the bucket for Forbes' highest paid celebrity couple, who earned an estimate of $78 million last year, but also prison time. However, thousands of Americans travel to Cuba each year, usually by way of other countries, but few are prosecuted. Last but not least, Halle Berry is expecting her second child. This will be the first baby for the couple. Berry's rep state, we will not be commenting or confirming any additional details. So if you're curious about the baby's sex or if he or she will join Berry's five-year-old Nyla with ex-boyfriend Gabriel Arby, you would just have to wait. Berry, 46, and Martinez, 47, began dating in 2010 after co-starring in the thriller Dark Tide. They became engaged after 15 months ago. In closing, Berry has talked about wanting to add to her family as recently as November 2012, doing an appearance on The Wendy Williams Show. And last but not least, remember that April is National Autism Awareness Month, National Humor Month, National Guitar Month, National Pecan Month, and National Poetry Month. Most importantly, it's Stress Awareness Month and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Today, by the 8th day of April 2013, it is All Is Ours Day, and Draw a Picture of a Bird Day. I hope that everyone out there enjoyed the Fab Fabulous News. Signing off, I'm no other than the Fab Fabulous, yes, Miss Fabulous, on the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Once again, rest in peace. Yes, rest in peace to the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher, as well as Roger Ebert.
Wow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, the time is now 18 minutes after the hour. 18 minutes after the hour, what we're going to do is go ahead and take another commercial break, pay some bills, and when we come back, hopefully we will be preparing ourselves for some commentary from D. Slay and also the quote of the day. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. National celebrity guest on tonight, Tracy Braxton, will be in the building. And don't forget to be the 10th caller when you hear Poison so you can come and get your boogie on at the iTalk Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number 1 on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Yes, we are back live. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and right now we're going to go ahead and jump right into the quote of the day. Quote of the day with CK. What's going on, CK?
Not much, PJ. I know that I just want to say before I get into the quote, I know deaths do come in three. We did lose Roger Ebert, as well as today we lost two people, Marcus Thacker, and I also want to mention that we also lost today former Mouseketeer and Beach Party movie queen, Annette Funicello, who passed away from complications of cirrhosis at the age of 70.
Absolutely.
I remember watching some of the Beach movies as a kid, and I always look forward to seeing her on the Skippy commercial. So, you know, peace to her and her family. They're in my prayers as well. Let's be talking about one of our losses today. I'm going to give one of the quotes from one of them, and here it is. What is success? I think it is a mixture of having a flair for the thing that you are doing, knowing that it's not enough, that you have got to work, you got to have hard work and a certain purpose, or a certain sense of purpose. I'm going to read it one more time. What is success? I think it is a mixture of having a flair for the thing that you are doing, knowing that it's not enough, that you have got to have hard work and a certain sense of purpose. And that, my friends, comes from Margaret Thatcher herself.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for that, CK.
Like that.
That was awesome. Yes, 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 that was awesome. All right, so what we're going to do, we have a lot of people still calling in for those tickets and wanting to hear the show and anticipating one of the most anticipated interviews on independent radio, Blog Talk Radio, on tonight. Yes, we will begin and end with our very, very, very talented Tracy Braxton, yes, of the Braxton Family Values. So what we're going to do at this particular time is go ahead and take another quick musical break, and hopefully shortly after that we will be able to speak with the very lovely Tracy Braxton. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, CEO of the D. Hour Show Radio Network and executive producer of this very show, and CK. We're all in the building on tonight. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here on the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Poetic Picks, let's go.
Bye. to let you know, just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind. You almost lost a girl who was right on time. There's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down, stay in control.
Cool it down. You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the
Yes.
Council.
We are back live, 32 minutes after the hour, 32 minutes after the hour. We're just coming back out of Poetics Picks. Number one kicked in at Cool It Now by my homeboys from Boston, Beantown. We drive cars. I'm talking about New Edition. Yes, love New Edition or Chipak Projects. Know all about it. Yes, and number two, one of the sisters to the very, very lovely, beautiful special guest that we're going to have very shortly. That was Love and War by Tamar. She is fabulous. Tamar Braxton, yes, yes, yes. And congratulations to Tamar and Vince Herbert on their upcoming child. I am very ecstatic about that. Absolutely, absolutely. And we all definitely want you to continue to tune in to the Braxton Family Values. They're back for a third season on Thursdays. Yes. And this is season 3 and opens up with a sister bonding trip to Italy where Tracy, Tony, Trina, and Tawanda all take in the sights, sounds, and tastes of the eternal Yes City. And Tracy, our special guest, gets pinched by Yes, the derriere, the asista pasta by an Italian man demonstrating affection. It's all 13 all new long hour, 1 hour long episodes featuring Tracy and her Braxton sisters, Tony, Tawanda, Trina, Tamar, and Mommy Evelyn. Yes, Mommy Braxton, giving all the fans an inside look of their lives and the drama and the comedy of the family and the world of entertainment. Tracy is no longer listed as the wannabe, okay? And I don't even understand why that was the case being in the first place, because she is such a diva, honey. Let me tell you. But now she is affectionately known as, voted by the American viewers, she is newly founded as the Wild Card, the Game Changer. Love it, love it, love it. Facebook like it, okay? What are your thoughts? Do you watch the show, D-Slate?
Yeah, you know, I've seen a few episodes of it. I know I'm curious as to know what was going through her mind when she got grabbed in Italy, because I know I know if it was any one of the sisters, you know, that I grew up with that they was out there and that happened, it would have been a situation.
Right, which you mean a true situation. Right, right. Absolutely. And, you know, that's very rare, unrare, for, you know, different disciplines, people with socioeconomic backgrounds, colors, municipalities, and so on and so forth. But everyone that I've spoken to, both young and old, from judges to, I don't know, just your everyday Sarah, love this show. You know, they're actually voted number one on Thursday night as one of the best rated reality shows around. And I don't even consider it to be reality. It's more like, a life, you know, because, again, they touch on so many critical issues that are so not scripted. You know what I mean? They are who they are at the end of the day, on and off screen. I mean, these ladies are fabulous. They're phenomenal. Everybody from Mommy to, you know, Tony Braxton, who is so humble, you know, and humble in her beginnings and so forth. So, you know, Daddy Braxton off the chain, and, you know, everybody respectfully has their own lives, but collectively they come together as the Braxton Family Values. What about you, CK? What are your thoughts, if you ever even seen the show? What are your thoughts?
I don't get to look at TV much, but I did get to see some of the show. I mean, okay. they're like a typical family, you know, they have their moments, but they're very unique, you know, and you get to see the real side of who they are, and you see their ups and downs, and I think it's great. It's one of the hottest shows I really like. I have to catch it whenever I can, and I've been catching a lot lately, so, you know, I'm waiting for more.
Absolutely. And they're back, you know, as I stated, for their third season. So that says a lot and testament true to, you know, the network, number one, We Television. You know, I want to big up to them because, again, it's really challenging. So many people are, you know, wanting to pilot, you know, reality shows, everything from food to bugs. You know, basically there's a show or there's a market or there's an audience for it. But this in particular is, you know, captivating the world and is showing in a positive life an African-American family who are industry connected, yet at the same time, they're very, very realistic in their actions, both on and off the screen. So, you know, they're college-educated women, they're philanthropists, they're doing so many great things and empowering so many different people on so many different levels. So, you know, I truly commend them, and I'm a huge fan, along with R&B Divas and, you know, quite some other, you know, reality shows that are really, truly making differences and at the same time entertaining and educating. And this is more so of an edutainment show. You have any other comments, D. Slate? So basically, what we're going to do is go ahead and I'm going to provide some facts about autism right now. Autism affects one in every 150 children born within the United States. Also, I would like to add, there is no blood test, no scan, no image that can detect autism. Diagnosis relays basically on, get this, behavioral conservation and screening. What do you think about that, CK? Because I know that's one of your causes.
I'm still learning more and more about it with my niece, but it's a lot of thought process, and it really the notice is wow, you know, and I'm learning. It's just amazing. I don't know how to put it exactly in words as of right now because of the fact that it's still new to me and still new to my family.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's understandable, yes. And also, just to give you all some more tidbits, autism is more common than childhood cancer, diabetes, and AIDS combined. Definitely, so that's really something else. You know, also, the Obama administration earmarked $211 million for autism research. The president also advocates universal screening for infants for autism disorders, as well as rescreening for two-year-olds when they become of age. As people often refer to, you know, terrible twos, I would probably say terrific twos because at that age span, a lot of battery tests and assessments can be utilized to further forego to see what type of ailments, delayments, you know, limitations and delimitations that may be stagnant or present in a child's life. So that's pretty interesting. D. Slate, are you still there?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, I asked a question. It was like, silence. Silence, s'il vous plaît. All right, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show, it is 41 minutes after the hour. Right now, without further ado, I would love to present to the world, yes, one of the most fabulous, interesting ladies of the hour, Tracy Braxton. Tracy Braxton is a part of the Braxton family values, as in to her sisters. Yes, is very, very pivotal, but I want to say that Tracy in particular, she has a gold mine, a big heart, and very, very spirited. She started off with the Braxton singing group many, many years ago, but however, as a breakout artist, as a philanthropist for women, encouraging cancer awareness and things as such, she is also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present to you the motorcycle diva, the woman who's changed her lifestyle to become happier and healthier, the wonderful mother, the wonderful wife, the lady that is making more moves than Irie, Kara, and Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present to you your reality star, your singer, your guest of the hour, but my sorority sister, Tracy Braxton, is in the building.
Stand up. You better stand up. I know who you are. You better stand up and get that production. Stand up. Yeah. Hey,
hi. What's going on, Sarah?
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Is this fine? What's going on? I am so. Yeah, so elated, so happy, so privileged, so honored to have you on the show. I want to say shout out Sanji Carey, the best ever.
Yes,
right?
She is.
Right?
Yes. I love her. Thank you, Sanji.
Yes, thank you. Tracy, I'm telling you, I'm not saying because, you know, we're sorors, and I also learned another secret. We have another connection, traveling light, and that's all I'm going to say about that, my sister, star sister.
Oh, yes. Audrey, baby, A-R-U, yes.
That's right. So for all the brothers and sisters who are listening in, our sister is traveling to the East, baby. Yes, right.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, look at you, Tracy. And never looking back, right? Okay, let me say this. When I introduce various guests that are coming on the show, Tracy, people get ecstatic, they get happy, you know, they two-step, they shout, they dance like David. When I say Tracy Braxton is coming on the show, people I haven't talked to in 45 years, hey, what you doing, Poetic? What's going on, girl? I was going to the store. Did you
really
meet me today?
I was like,
okay, Tracy Braxton. Yes, girl! I got the seat.
Yes,
so,
good thing.
Yes, it is. It's a fabulous day, fabulous day. Well, what I would like to do right now, Tracy, I would like to go around the room and introduce you to some very important people that make the show as well. He is the CEO, of the D Hour Show Radio Network. He is also the executive producer for this show. I would like to present to you, D Slate, the very talented, beautiful diva wild card, Tracy Braxton, in the building.
Well, hello, Miss Tracy. How are you?
I'm doing peachy, honey. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just want to say it is an absolute pleasure. It's an honor to have you on the show with us. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And I try to behave myself. while I'm on here.
It's okay.
This is my conservative action right now.
That's right. Now it's in the building.
Darling, how are you doing today?
So crazy.
Well, I'm beautiful.
Yes, and also, Tracy, I would like to introduce to you, Soror, one of our instrumental catalysts, our social media light, also poet, author. I'd like to present to you, CK is in the building. Say hello to the very talented, beautiful, and of course, my Soror, Tracy Braxton, is in the building.
Hello, Tracy.
Hey, CK.
It is a pleasure.
How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, thank you.
That's good. I just want to tell you I love you. I love the show. You're wonderful. I'm glad to have you here. Thank you for coming on and hanging out with us tonight. You can be anywhere, but you decided to be with us, and I am so grateful for that.
Well, little old me, thank you so much for having little old me here. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes. Well, Tracy, I tell you, you look so fabulous in your pictures, your weight loss. Well, we're going to get it in about that and get it in about everything else that you're doing. So many people are autoimmune to you just being on the show and your laughter and your poise and your posture and how you keep things together. I mean, truly, 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 we're going to talk about that. But what I would like to do at this time is kind of go around the room, allow for questions to be asked. We have a lot of callers that also would love to speak with you. I mean, the social media is going crazy right now. Twitter's going ham right now. So it's all about the very lovely, star-studded Tracy Braxton in the building tonight. I'm going to start with CK. CK, what questions do you have for the very lovely Tracy Braxton?
Okay. First and foremost, my friend Rico says hello. She's a big fan of yours. She loves you. First question is, when you were coming up, what was your strongest influences that made you who you are today?
Oh wow! One of my influences was my mom, and when I was growing up, you know, she's a woman that has aged very well and wise very well, and I know she got that from her mom, and for my mom being a Southern woman, you know. It's something about her mannerism that makes every woman look at her and stand. I'm like, wow, I want to be just like her because she keeps it intact. She keeps it classy, you know, and she's very breathtaking, you know. So I my mom really influenced me about becoming the woman that I am today.
Wow. That is incredible. It's real. And I'm going to make one last question.
Okay.
What do you have any future plans for doing any future films or anything like that in your career?
I want to. I hope somebody picked me up on listening to me today. I mean, am I funny enough or something like that? I mean, I really would like that. I really would. I would really like to do radio, too.
Hey,
man. I really would. That excited. Yeah, I really would.
Got a
cold one. I don't think so. I don't have enough conversation with anything like that. I thought I
thought
I had a lot in me. Okay.
I'm
going to
read
it. I thought it was a good
I'm
idea.
So Tracy is so off the chain. We tell you. She is so lively. Yes.
I really thought it was a good idea. Okay, I throw it back up in the basket. I pick something else.
No, Trace, you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing. Is there anything else, CK, darling, that you would love to ask the very, very lovely Tracy Braxton?
Well, she's already married, so I can't answer that, but I just say thank you.
Can't ask me. What?
He just got straight to the point.
Just say it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. What is it?
I can't ask for your hand. You already.
No, you can't.
That.
No, you can't do that. No.
You can't
do that one.
You can't do that. Okay. God don't like ugly.
Can't do that.
You can't do that. Can't do that.
Can't do that one.
You just joking, Kevin.
I'm letting you know this is old marriage here. This is 17 years marriage here. Together 20. Yeah. This is old marriage. I've been through the storm and the rain. And I don't feel like starting all over. Ain't nobody got time for that. So, you know. I've trained mine well. You're making some good, nice little piece of change. I'm liking it. Working the government. I'm loving it. Thank you, Jesus. Next.
Yes. Well, thank you, CK, for that. I'm telling you, this is the largest by ever, ladies and gentlemen. If you're tuning in, we're speaking with Tracy Braxton, and by far, I'm not just saying it because, you know, we got the Zeta Eastern Star thing going on, but she is
so
alive.
Yes, you do, baby. Yes, you do. Just put it out there. Yes, honey. Yes. We are from the womb. Twice.
From the womb. Yes. They're not ready, Tracy. They're not ready. I would like to go ahead and defer right now to our CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network and also my executive producer, my boss, D Slate. What do you have for the very lovely and hilarious Tracy Braxton?
Well, I just want to say, Tracy, that I'm going to remember the radio thing because we are looking for some people to do some morning shows on the network. So I'm going to remember you. I'm definitely going to remember that.
Well, look at God.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But I want to say that.
Make you speak in tongues.
I want to say that. I want to say that I definitely love the show. I love the.
Thank you.
I know you guys are going into the third season. You're in the third season. Definitely tell us a little bit about the new season as well as I want to ask you when when your butt got grabbed in Italy,
mm-hmm.
I was a little curious as to, at that moment, what was on your mind when that happened? Because I know if it was some of the sisters that I grew up with and they was over to Italy and that happened, it would have probably been an international incident.
You know, at first I wanted to choke the living crap out of him, but I thought about it. And then, remember when the Blue Lagoon scene where Brooke Shields was in a bath in the spring pond,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, ooh, I'm a woman right now? That's how I felt. Because of the compliment there. I was like, oh, no, I just got pissed. Hello, I am a woman now. I am beautiful. I am sexy. And he picked me out through all my sisters. And we all know Trina
right.
don't like, you know, the minority. She liked the other. So, and for the other to pick me, I was like, yeah, Lonnie. Mm-hmm. He was cute, too. I wanted to kiss him in the mouth, but I'm married, you know. I'm not looking for no divorce anytime soon. So, you know, especially ain't going to be my fault because you ain't going to get half of my stuff. So, anyway, you know, yeah.
So
it's a compliment there. So don't think you can do that in the United States.
I kind of wish I was living in Italy, but I guess I'll have to live that dream some other time.
So you can live there for a little bit.
So
you won't get charged.
Tell us about the third season, the new season. You know, what can the fans expect?
Third season, you always, you know, you see me and my sisters together all the time, and you know, first and second season, that's what it was. Third season, I said, okay, I let people and my fans to look at my side of my family, which is my husband and my son, and just show the diversity of the things that I do. You know, do a lot of charitable work, motorcycle with my social club, Queens of Sheba. You have to be a Eastern Star for that also. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
You know, yeah, Monty, yeah. So, you know, I'm just doing so much things, or, you know, saving our daughters, American Diabetes Association, and I just love doing things like that. I love giving back because it keeps me grounded. It keeps me the way, the person that I am. So, you know,
absolutely.
I love it.
Well, I want to say that, I mean, I think you're doing some incredible things, and I commend you, you know, not only as a talent, but as a human being, just some of the great things that you're doing. And I love you guys' camaraderie and your sisterhood on the show, and I think that's what makes it so special.
Thank you. And whatever y'all see on TV, it is real. There's no script on there whatsoever. We may argue, may fight, and, you know, and not fight this fight because we can't do that. We've never done that. You know, but the thing is, we're sisters. We always come back to each other, and we love each other. And outsiders, don't get that twisted. Don't think you can talk about my sister and think I'm going to let that roll. That is not going to roll because you're not a part of my life. How about that?
I like that.
Okay,
the show is phenomenal. So just watch out, though, because there's some other reality shows like All My Baby Mamas that's trying to come up behind y'all. So.
Well, and All My Baby Mamas, I let them come out. You know, everybody got to eat.
Right.
You know, it's a good thing.
But
saying, number one show, like we on WeTV.
That's
thank
right.
You, Lord.
The number
thank
one
you,
show.
Bruce.
That's what I'm saying, Soror. Number one.
Right. Make sure you know how to relate to the public. That's it. Come on, that.
Hello.
That's right. Yeah. Make sure
that's
that.
Right.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise Him. That's right. Yes. Do you have any more questions for the very lovely and hilarious Tracy? You may have a future in comedy. I mean, genuinely, you are really, really funny. I had no idea. Sandri, she had to prepare me. She said, Poetic, I'm going to prepare you now. Tracy is off the chain. She is so fun and so real. And we'll keep it 100. I was like, yes.
That's 6 months calm hour. I'm calm right now. I'm a little sleepy and everything, so I'm trying to get myself together.
That's right. Work it out. Work it out. That's right. Do you have any more questions for the very, very talented Tracy Braxton, D. Slate?
No, I just want to, you know, I just want to say again, you know, we absolutely love having you on the show with us tonight, and I thank you so much for joining us. You could have been, like
CJ
said, you could have been doing something else, but, you know, you decided to hang out with us tonight, and we consider ourselves privileged.
Oh, thank you. I consider myself privileged. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, but don't go nowhere, Tracy. You have a few
more minutes. I ain't
going
nowhere tonight, town. Take y'all say, okay, it's over.
That's my soror. Any other sorors that are listening, Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, we got our soror to all of my shoe stars that from the east to the west. We see your light. We got our light in the air. It's another sister. That's right. Tracy Braxton is a soror, and she's a shoe star. So she is extra special, and she's my sister twice. So I'm elated about that. That's right, honey. Mm-hmm. Traveling for 15 years. That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say.
Only one.
Only one. All we need is one mic. One mic. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, of the I Got Something to Say show. I'm so weak I can't even get myself together. But we're going to take a quick musical break, and when we come back, we'll be getting in with Tracy Braxton for some more questions, and hopefully you ladies and gentlemen will call and ask some questions of Tracy. She is so fun and so down to earth, and by far this is one of my favorite interviews. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. It's 58 minutes after the hour on the I Got Something to Say show. Tracy, can you take us out for a commercial break when we come back? Can you take us out, Tracy Braxton?
Okay, the commercial. We want a commercial.
Yeah, commercial for us.
Oh, this is Tracy Braxton from WE TV, Braxton Family Values. How about that? What else can I say?
I'm on the I Got Something to Say show.
I Got Something to Say show.
I got something to say. You got something to say. I got something to say.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is Tracy Braxton from WE TV, and I got something to say all the time.
All the time. Ladies and gentlemen, we may have us another co-host or star of a radio show on the D Hour Show Radio Network, because we're not going to let her go. She is the bomb.com, one of my favorites. By hands down. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere. It's one of the Braxton sisters of Braxton Family Values, number one rated in reality show television. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here.
Because I got something to say. Hello?
Attention all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yes, yes, yes. We're talking to a diva. The time is now 4 minutes after the hour, 10:04, and we are in the studios with the very lovely, talented, by hands down, I'm telling you, most hilarious, the gifted celebrity national Tracy Braxton is on the I Got Something to Say show. She is keeping it live, and as the peeps from around the way say, she is keeping it 100 right about now. What's yep. going on, Tracy?
Hey,
how y'all doing?
Hey.
Fine. Hey, hey.
Yeah, hey, hey,
hey. Hey, DJ,
hey, we got
DJ.
A voice there. Listen to the song, my sisters and everything. I wasn't on that
that's
one.
Right.
I wasn't on that song. But, you know, but, yeah, that's my sisters and everything. I like that song.
What? What? Well, what song was that, Tracy? And what era was that?
That was So Many Ways, and I do believe they
mm-hmm.
played that on a movie. Can't remember the movie, but I know it had to do with something about the school or something like that. But that
was it High School High?
Yeah.
High School High.
I
remember
that.
That movie.
I know it's about school.
That's right. You win. That's right. Who is your teacher?
That's when I had my
tail.
That's when I had my tail. I couldn't sing up on there, so I had my tail up on there. Yeah.
Right. So Tracy,
my
child, I'm
my tail.
The chill. Right. I wanted to say some of the funniest quotes that you and your sisters normally say on the show. And then we're going to get into a little history of your past with your music influence and then some current things that you're going to be doing. I mean, you do so much. We just tapped into just a small, small division of what you do. But, Tracy, you are on fire, I tell you. So no fighting, no egos. Tell me a little bit about that statement, Tracy. No fighting, no egos.
I guess, you know, we can't be fighting and having our egos into it. Sit down somewhere
mm-hmm.
and chill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
No fighting,
absolutely.
No egos is fine. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to say, look, we're sisters and everything. Just chill. You don't have to fight. Don't put your ego up in there, and don't get your feelings up in there.
Because mm-hmm.
what I'm telling you is true. You might as well take
mm-hmm.
it, point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
That's right. And Tracy, I like
right.
the fact of the matter that, you know, all of you all collectively, before you got on the air with us, I was speaking about the reason why I like the Braxton Family Values so much, because it is so true to regular people's lives. And when I say regular, of course you all are national celebrities and stars, but the issues and the challenges that you all face are so relevant to everyone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was actually on my job, and there was a Caucasian man who's an attorney talking about your show. And he was like, child, that show is the bomb. I'm like, eavesdropping and listening. The Family Values.
Wow.
The Family Values. I'm like, the Braxton Family Values. He was like, that's what I said. I love that show.
Oh.
So when you're able, right, to captivate that market of all different people from all walks of life, you have done the deed. But let's get into your service right now.
Thing.
Tracy,
I mean, we
yeah,
are on the
right
side.
That's right.
I feel like
exactly.
my
exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Because,
right.
again, you're reaching that one particular demographic. You're reaching people. And it's not a black reality
mm-hmm.
show. It's not the African-American Braxton Family Values. It's the Braxton Family, family being the operative word. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a lie. And it's moving people. Your mom is so inspirational. She is so many things to so many people. And even as adults, Tracy, you know, she's still able to calm the waters, you know. And you spoke a little bit about when CK asked about that. And respectfully, even though you all have the show, you have your own lives and your own things, your own projects that you're doing respectfully, what can the audience, what can your fans from all over the world, right now we have people in various countries, six countries and all over the United States listening to this interview right now, what can we expect from Tracy Braxton?
Oh, wow. What can you expect from Tracy Braxton in the near future? Having her own radio show, album, continue to be a philanthropist, just broaden her whole horizon, you know, the sky's the limit to me, so, you know, me traveling and just going and speaking to people, you know, especially about diabetes, because, you know, I am a diabetic. I don't care if it's already gone, but you always become a diabetic if you're a diabetic and you were diagnosed it. And that's what was one of the reasons why I lost that weight. When that day when Tony was saying that she needed me to lose 20 pounds, she was correct. Even though it touched home, it made me upset, and I was upset with her. I wanted to strangle her. I wanted to choke the living crap out of her. I wanted her to wear the pins. That's how mad I was with her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she was right. You know, after, you know, I sat down and had to look at myself and go, okay, she's right. I really have to lose about 20 pounds. I have to do that in order for me to stop taking medication. I have to do that for myself.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Tracy, so, let's talk about your success with your living healthy and your weight loss. Basically, you were saying it was something mandatory, contingent upon your health and being a risk factor of having diabetes. You know, you needed to do that. And, again, just in the previous seasons, that was something that I saw that was very, very near and dear to your heart. I saw how you worked out with a personal trainer and, you know, how you motivated and you were, you know, consistent and trying to do so. And, by the way, I must say, no pun intended, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
What are you doing to keep the weight consistent and off? I mean, have you changed your eating patterns? What are you doing to make that, you know, relevant as a part of your life right now?
Well, having diabeticalness, you know, you have to change your eating habits. You have you cannot eat carbs every day. You know, when you become a diabetical, you have to manage, you know, and check your meter every day. You have to do that. Like, I had to stop eating carbs, you know, every now and then. I do go and stop at fast food and get a sandwich every now and then. It may take one bread off there, you know, either the top or the bottom. Depends on what sauce is good and how much mayonnaise is on there and everything like that, because I need that extra calorie, not the calories, but, you know, I need that in my life. So I did cut off the rice, the pasta, the potatoes, the fries, sweet potatoes. I cut all that out. I had to. You know, that holds so much carbs, and people don't realize how much carbs that holds. And when you're overweight, a little bit overweight, and it's in your family gene, it will hit you hard. So I had to exercise also. And while I did that, while I was exercising, I had to get my mental right. And if I don't have my mental right, you're like, okay, Tracy, what can you prevent yourself from not going backwards? You have to keep going forward. So I had to mentally tell myself, Tracy, that's not even good for you. Why would you do that? Why would you harm yourself and you have a son and you want to be around, you know, when your son graduates from high school, when you're getting married, when you go to college, you know, you want that. So I had to tell myself mentally and prepare myself mentally that I had to change my life and not for someone else. So that's what I had to do.
Interesting. And, you know, Tracy, I remember the episode when you all went into your mother's refrigerator, Mommy Braxton's refrigerator, was pulling out cakes and stuff. I think she was keeping both boys. And you all are like, mom, no, this, that, and the other. And that touched me. That hit home because diabetes is very prevalent in the African-American community. I lost my grandmother to diabetes. I lost my best friend at the age of 24 to diabetes because she had juvenile diabetes. So, yes, it's very, very prevalent. And the way that you all were, you know, making certain that your mother, you know, was eating the right things and monitoring her. And she was like, I'm an adult. I'm more adult than you are. And you were like, uh-uh, mama, you still have to be able to eat consistently. And I just really thought that hit home for me personally and probably half of the other 43 million that are watching your show, to include Great Britain as well, you know. But let's get into a couple of more questions, Tracy. Also, you are a spokesperson for Women's Cancer Foundation. Tell us a little bit why you chose that as a focal cause of philanthropy.
Okay, the Women's Cancer Foundation, a lot of women do not get their well check at all. And when after my son was born, after he was 2 years old, and I found out that I was pregnant again. And, you know, I went for my well check and everything like that, and I found out I had cancer cells on my cervix. So they had to do the Leigh procedure and everything like that. And plus I had cysts surrounding the baby, so they had to take the baby from me. And a lot of women is walking around and not knowing that they have things that's going on with their bodies, especially cervical cancer or any kind of cells that develop into cancer. They're not paying attention to it. And shame on women that do not get their well checked in a year or two or three. What you are having intercourse with people and you're not getting yourself checked.
Say that again one more time, Sora. They didn't
intercourse with people and you're not getting yourself checked. So what does that say about you? Especially you have kids, really you want to walk around and have all that stuff, and then when you go to the doctors, oops, it's the last stages. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that to your kids? Why would you do that to your loved ones? You have to get yourself checked. See about yourself. It's okay. And then y'all need to see about yourself too, because y'all can get other things. Y'all don't get cervical cancer, but y'all get prostate cancer, you can still get breast cancer. Get yourself checked. Stop being selfish, because that's what you are. You are selfish. Stop being selfish and get yourself checked. And somebody
and the
needs to be real with everybody else and let them know, stop being selfish. And I'm here to be real, to let everybody know, stop being selfish. And that's why I just want to speak on that.
That's deep right
there,
Sora.
There you go.
No, in the words of your sister, get your life, honey. Get your life.
Yes.
More than get your life.
Get yourself checked.
Yes. Yeah, how about that? Get yourself checked. That's right.
You
most importantly.
You have to. Women, you have to. You really have to, because people having cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Get your annual check. If you can't, if your insurance don't pay for a yearly checkup, and go to a clinic. Because some people insurance, you can go twice a year. Sure, I go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure mine is right.
That's
and
right.
It's functioning good, too.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen,
I got a gold mine right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Tracy Braxton is kicking some true knowledge. You know, all jokes aside, you know, we're having a little comedic moment and we're having a great time, but the information in which she has disseminated to you ladies and gentlemen is invaluable. We have a lot of celebrities that just focus on me. This is what I'm doing. But Tracy Braxton has just kicked some knowledge. I mean, it got quiet in the studio because I was seeing that.
This cancer hit black community in the greater numbers than any community that's out there.
Come on.
So if you're having intercourse with somebody, you think you're having all these babies, you'll go through the same thing that I've been through. Even though I was having checkups and everything like that, you'll go through the same thing. And nobody doesn't want their seed to be taken away from them without a choice. Nobody wants that.
Deep. That is deep.
You know, so you really have to think about what you're doing to your body. You really have to think about that. Women with color, check yourself. Check yourself. No, you don't have the money for the insurance, go to the clinic. Mm-hmm. Not clinic, go to the clinic. Because mm-hmm. time is ticking, honey.
Go to the clinic.
Right. The clinic.
I love it. Your time is ticking. Just like your biological clock is ticking, your reproduction clock is ticking. How about that?
That's right. How about
you may
that?
Not have it anymore.
Mm. Well, Tracy, I'm telling you, you are definitely preaching the gospel. Everything from diabetes, from getting your regularly scheduled checkups, ladies. You know, if you're at 40 and over, those mammograms are imperative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have mine this year because I turned 40 in January. So all of those things are very relevant to your health so you can be around, as Tracy has indicated. I couldn't agree with her more,
mm-hmm.
not just you, but for your family and your loved ones. It's not about
yes, right.
you. That's selfish
yes.
if you negate to do
right.
that. And gentlemen, the same with you as well, prostate
mm-hmm.
cancer, you know, and all other types
you
of
know?
Ailments. So
and
you
got to
take
to the
care of yourself. The clinic, what you said, the clinic.
Go
over
to the clinic.
That's right.
Because your time is ticking. And then it is not being a punk when you go and get your well checked when you're 40. Y'all know what test I'm talking about. Get that
That's
prostate.
Right. That's right.
Because the prostate
That's
is
right.
important.
Someone might
you know,
like it,
someone we need a dictionary for you to put clinic and prostate and diabetical all in the same Tracy Braxton definition book. Right. I love it. I love it. You know,
you
ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, that's right. If you're listening, she's giving good information. We want your feedback definitely of this interview on the social media network sites. Twitter is going off the charts. Facebook is going off the charts. People are loving you. They're complimenting on your new look, your healthy approach to living, your, you know, the way you interact with your sisters and your fans. And most importantly, this interview is like rated top of the line because this, again, has really hit home for a lot of people, Tracy Braxton, and you don't even know what you have done here today. This is a movement. I mean, we may have to start a blog. You know, you're going to get your radio show because these slates going to make sure of that. So don't even worry about that. But, hey,
hallelujah. Amen. Oh,
thank
shit, Bob.
We're going to call it the Radio Clintic.
The Clintic. Clintic. I love it. Well, I just have one more thing, and, you know, we don't want to hold you hostage or anything because, you know, we family. Not like Braxton family
right.
values, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
we
this
our,
is a different kind of family.
Show.
They don't understand about this family. They don't understand about this family.
They're not ready. They're not ready, Sora mm-hmm. sister. They're not ready. So I want to say this, you know, Tracy, in terms of other extracurricular activities, you know, for you to keep the weight off and be healthy. I know you do a lot of, you know, working out and various fitness-type activities, but most importantly, three things for certain. I know you love your family. You love
yes,
the state of Maryland. You are a Maryland refer to I don't know
yes,
what.
Yes, I am.
And you love
mm-hmm.
your two-wheel. Tell us about being
yes.
a two-wheeler biker. Tell us about riding your motorcycle.
Oh, man, riding a motorcycle, especially when you have that Harley Davidson low rider, not low rider, fat
Come
boy
on.
Low, when you got that power between them legs right there, it's like just wanting and wanting, and pop goes the weasel, say the weasel go pop, and when the air and the wind and everything just blow you, just like you have a peppermint patty, and it oozes on down your body when you get this cool sensation of this
Well,
trail, just woo, champ.
Well, Tracy, when a woman gets on a motorcycle, she's got double the power between her legs. So it's
wow.
It's
really, but don't get me wrong. I don't want that crotch rocket. Nobody got time for that. I don't want no tail up in the air. I have dimples and everything. I'm grown. I'm a grown woman now, dog. I don't need all that stuff. So what I really need is just to sit back and lay back and enjoy my ride. Nobody got time for all that butt up in the air like that. I'm grown, so I got to take it like a grown woman. So I have to have a cruiser and just cruise. Just cruise right on along. Just ease it right on. Just ease it right on through. Just enjoy it. Just let the air just. And then you got to wear nice pants, right? Not the thick pants. Not the Levi pants or the Abercrombie pants. You got to wear the stretch kind of pants because you need that air to through there at the same time. The scratch pants because the air got to breathe through that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The scratch pants, right. You know, the scratch pants, you know, they move, you know, the scratches.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having so much fun. I almost forgot that we have a radio show. I'm telling you, this is the best. D. Slate and CK, you have to agree with me. This is one of the best interviews that we've had in our many, many years of doing radio. Yes. I mean, Tracy, you are off the chain.
It's the loudest.
It's the loudest. It is the best ever.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. You know what it is, though.
Absolutely.
You know what it is, though, poet, right?
What's that?
You know what it is?
It's shade of blue and pure white.
Okay.
You about to take me to the Twisted sounding like that.
Oh.
Wow. Right. You know, it's okay, AKAs. It's okay, Deltas. It's okay, Sigma Gamma Rose. But it's nothing
it
like
is.
A final woman of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And the
mothers
and the fathers of all organizations, you know, the Eastern Star, the Esters. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Say it again, honey.
I'm sorry?
How old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
You got some years. You still got to get yourself checked, though. Go ahead and get your well check every year.
That's right.
Yes,
you don't need
right.
that other check yet. You don't need that other check yet, but still get yourself checked. Okay.
That's right. In the private
you
area.
If you have an intercourse, you still get yourself checked.
That's
exactly.
right. And that's real right there.
Know
that
your
is real.
Everybody
that's
know
right.
that.
Know your status.
You know, and it's funny, before I get to D-Slate, it's funny that you mentioned that, but not funny in a humorous way, Soror, but, you know, Tracy, I went to the AIDS and HIV walk, first annual AIDS and HIV walk within teens, and I definitely want to say it was an experience. I was the host, and I did some poetry, and it was a very, very humbling experience between the ages of 13 and 25 of the most open cases for AIDS and HIV in the state of Virginia. And Norfolk being number one, and it's scary, and it's getting younger and younger and younger. So it's an annual event that's going to take place. It took place at Mount Trashmore Park in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and it was very humbling. Motorcyclists were there. Eastern Stars and Masons volunteered. Different sororities volunteered. It was a beautiful experience. So, again, like you stated, know your status. Even at the age of 13, know your status.
Mm-hmm.
Know your status.
You know
it. Imperative.
Know
I'm glad
it.
You said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you said that. Yes, B-Slate, what do you have for Tracy Braxton?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say we had an incredible time with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us again. It was truly our honor and pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Blake.
You are truly, truly talented, and you're an incredibly beautiful woman, and you should definitely be proud of that. You've done some, you've been doing some great things, and continue to do great things. So
thank
I definitely.
You. I'm intrigued in your job.
I definitely look forward to, you know, everything that you're going to be doing. I'm looking forward to listening to you on the radio clinic. I'll be looking forward to that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. CEO. Yes, and Tracy, I definitely want to say that, you know, I truly, truly had such an awesome time with being on the show with you. This is the beginning of many, many, you know, shows to come, many, many projects to include, you know, the wounded veterans, you know, working with suicide prevention, working with cancer awareness, any other philanthropy things that you're into and willing to give back. You know, maybe we can get you for some motivational speaking, engagements and dates and things of that nature. But I will be in contact, of course, with your very, very awesome manager, Bobby Burwell. Shout out to him and your other management team and publicist, you know, Sanji Carey. She is super awesome. Your team is so professional and on it. I mean, you know, and that's what you need listening audience. Yes. You know, the Braxtons, sisters, they got a tight crew who is extremely professional. And if you're an emerging artist and you're breaking into the industry, you know, number one, be humble. This lady is a national, you know, national celebrity, and she spoke with us like we were cousins, you know, sitting around the Thanksgiving table. And number two, have your management tight who's going to work for you and be able to speak on your behalf. And that's what happened, and that's why this was able to work. So shout out again to Bobby Burwell and Sanji Carey for, you know,
thank you,
assisting with this interview. Yes. And Tracy, to you, kudos. The wild card is put in place for a reason. You know, you are a Renaissance woman, truly. You give so much of yourself to so many different people. And sharing your story with us about your, you know, your cancer and all the other things that you're involved with, it takes a real woman and a real movie star and a big person to be able to speak on those things. So I know that you have truly impacted somebody's life for this interview today in more ways than one. So, yes, we got to get you back on, and, you know, we'll be sidebarring. Do you have any last-minute comments, you know, any shout-outs and things of that nature? And then we also want to give the information where people can find you in closing. So you have any last-minute shout-outs?
My last-minute shout-out is to CK, Poetic, and CEO D-Slate. I thank you guys so much for having me. And, you know, I can finish talking to all my and everything like that, and I would like to say I am on a fashion show here in D.C. at Convention Center April 21st.
And the tributes go out to, part of the tributes go out to feeding our children. So I'll be doing that along with Harvey Star Washington. Yes, the fabulous Harvey Star Washington from Washington, D.C. Yes, honey. And I would like to thank my management and my sisters, and I love all of my fans for supporting me and my sisters. And you can continue to watch me on Breakfast Family Values on WeTV Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. And you can also reach me at Twitter at Tracy Braxton, Instagram, The Real Tracy Braxton, and on Facebook, The Real Tracy Braxton.
Mm.
Absolutely. And Sora, I want to mention that because there's so many different pages that are opened up and, you know, being administered by other people. And I just want to put emphasis on the operative word, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, fan page at Facebook, The Real, and the operative word is Real Tracy Braxton, Instagram, The Real Tracy Braxton, and also Twitter at Tracy Braxton. Again, if you're listening to the I Got Something to Say radio show, viewers can tune in to We Television, Braxton Family Value Season 3, and then also you have the Season 2 marathon to catch up on everything that the Braxtons have done before the premiere. Right now, you all just started the premiere, I think, last week, right?
That was the 14th.
That's right. Okay.
We did that.
So
that's March.
Okay. March, that's
and I
right.
I think we're
all
doing this Thursday is episode 5.
Okay, and that's a new episode, correct?
It's a new episode, and y'all better turn it right on because it is what? It is talking about Tracy and the DMV area and what I'm doing, honey. You don't want to miss this one.
Yeah. You know what? Tracy, before you leave for Roar. Right, I wanted to say something also. It's another hidden talent that you had for years, and also Miss Evelyn was also tapped into this talent. And, you know, so many different people, they kind of hit me up for, you know, for me to ask you about this. Hair. Hair is also one of, aside of music, you know, it's also one of your passions and love. So are you going to still work for getting that salon open?
I just want to ride my motorcycle for a little bit. I need that
that's
in my life just for a little bit. And then I'll open up button on. I don't know when, but I'm going to have fun with that motorcycle first, y'all. It's like when I'm first getting out of college and everything like that and don't have a boyfriend or a husband and everything like that, but I'm going to have some fun and just spend some time with myself and get to know myself and everything like that. That's what that motorcycle's for.
Well, you
then
know,
I get married to the salon.
That's right. That's right. That's right, because you have so many different talents, so you're able to place them where you want to. And you know why? Because you're Tracy Braxton. You can do whatever you want.
Yes,
how about that?
Boom.
How about that?
Bam.
Boom. That's right. When Tracy Braxton, a.k.a. my soror of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, my Eastern Star sister, I see you, sister. I see your light. I have thoroughly enjoyed DK have thoroughly enjoyed, D Slate have thoroughly enjoyed. And we have some things that are coming up on the D Hour Show Radio Network, Motorcycle Show and the morning shows. So you may clear stroke hear from Tracy Braxton again as a host or something like that. So
you need a secret, baby girl.
Yeah, you tell all the girls, hey, I say, hey.
Mm-hmm. I will.
That's right. But ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show, we have had a blast with Tracy Braxton. You will be hearing more about her and from her and with her on the D Hour Show Radio Network. When I say hands down, she was actually one of my favorite interviews, so lively, gave us some great information. And that's here on the show. We entertain and we educate. We edutain. And that's what it's all about. So that's why it's imperative for you to tune in and continue to keep it locked right here on the D Hour Radio Show. You never know what you're going to get. What we're going to do right now is take a quick musical break. We're going to probably be going a little bit into overtime, but it's okay because my boss is in the studio with us. And again, I mean, really, truly, I'm so moved by the information that Tracy Braxton has given. I mean, it's going to make me take a second look like H&R Block and take a second look and schedule some appointments to make sure everything in the operating, you know, downstairs area is operable and ready to go. So that made me think, and I appreciate that, Sistar and Soror. So right now it's 39 minutes after the hour, Keep it locked right here because we still have to give away those DeVoe tickets. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. We're going to take a quick break, music break that is, and when we come back, we will be getting it in with some other things here on the show. Let's go ahead and get into our Love, Peace, and New Old Soul session countdown. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say show. Keep it locked.
Number three. Number two.
Of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland, spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000.
the eyes of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We are back live. It is 45, or should I say 54, a little bit of confusion or cloud nine-ness going on. But it's 55 minutes after the hour. We're just coming out of the Love, Peace, and Neo-Soul Sessions countdown. Try to say that really, really fast. But number three stamped in at 7 whole days by the big sister of our national special guest on tonight. Yes, the very lovely Toni Braxton. Number two stamped in at When Will I See Your Smile Again by Belle Biv DeVoe, which are coming. Yes, they're coming to the Atux Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. We're trying to give away these tickets. And number one stamped in tonight for the Love, Peace, and Neo Soul Sessions countdown at Breathe Again by the very lovely and talented Toni Braxton, sister to Tracy Braxton of the Braxton Family Values. So what we're going to do is go ahead and take another musical break, and this break is going to be significant. We know a lot of you tried to call in and speak with the very talented and lovely Tracy Braxton. We have an overload of callers and things of that nature, but don't worry, because the D-Hour Show Radio Network continues to bring you national celebrities and star-studded interviews as such that has taking place on tonight. So therefore, we have a huge, huge surprise coming your way, and you all will have a vast amount of opportunities to do so. I mean, we were so engaged in the conversation. It was great stuff. We didn't want to pull away too much because that information that Tracy blessed us with was awesome. It hit home, and it just made you think. So, you know, we hope that, you know, someone will take heed to the message on tonight because the D-Hour Show Radio Network, we educate and we entertain, we edutain, and that is our purpose and that is our mission. So with that being said, what we would like to do is go ahead and play the song of the day. We're going to play Poison right now, and when you hear the song, if you're the 10th caller, right, D-Slate, can they still call in?
Yes, the 10th caller. We're looking for the 10th caller. Right after the song Poison, we're looking for the 10th caller, and you are going to be going to see Bobby.
No.
No, not Bobby. You're going to go see Belle Biv DeVoe, Ricky Bell, Ronnie DeVoe, and Michael Bivens, BBD.
That's right. That's right. Belle Biv DeVoe, right, representing Boston, Massachusetts, because we drive cars. That's right. You okay, CK? I guess he is. All right. So we're going to keep it moving right now. The boss is saying we're going to play this song, and we're going to be able to give the tickets away to some very, very lucky winners. It's going down at the Attucks Theater in Norfolk, Virginia on Friday, April 12th at 8 p.m. It will be you and a guest, and understand the tickets are non-transferable. So if you win, definitely they're for you and only you, sort of kind of like religion, if you will. I know that's kind of a Marxist statement, but however, I just have to make a point of reference, if you will. So definitely go ahead and put your fast fingers into play. And also, I need to include this statement that you have to answer the trivia question correctly. So with modern day technology, you can Google it, you can Kindle Fire it, whatever you need to do to be the 10th caller, as well as get this answer right so you and a guest can be in the place. All right, and make sure that you're 18 and older when you get these tickets to enter for the concert. All right, so without further ado, we're going to go ahead and play the song of the day, be the 10th caller. Good luck to you and welcome aboard. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. It's 1 minute before the hour.
Yeah, I done made a prison full of facts. You ready, wrong?
I'm ready.
You ready, dude?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is serious. Let's kill it, cause we're running out of time.
King, you know,
But he is Jewish. Yeah, of course. So what we're going to do now, hopefully we'll have the 10th caller. The 10th caller is what we're looking for. We can give away a pair of tickets for you and a friend to enjoy the concert, Belle Biv DeVoe, the Throwback Series, at the iTalk Theater in Norfolk, Virginia, Friday, April 12th at 8 p.m. Once again, be the 10th caller to call in. If you want these tickets, I know that you all are still listening. I know that you all are still wanting these tickets. I put it on my Facebook. I need you to dial those fingers quickly. The only caveat is that it is in the Hampton Roads area. So if you're planning on vacationing or being in the vicinity within the next couple of days, definitely you will qualify. So don't be scary. Don't be shy. Go ahead and dial those digits, 718-766-4553. That number once again, let's go slow, 718-766-4553. What's that number, D. Slate?
718-766-4553. 718-766-4553. For the BBB ticket.
Definitely. I have Miss Sherelle Middleton. She's been trying to call in ever since Tracy Braxton was on the line. I'm trying to let her know she can call in to be the 10th caller. Maybe she can see Belle Biv DeVoe since she didn't get a chance to speak with Tracy Braxton. She had been trying. And I apologize on Facebook because, you know, we had so many different people to call in pre-show and then, you know, post. So we're actually extending our lines because we had such an in-depth conversation with the very lovely and talented that gave us pearls of wisdom. Tracy Braxton, I'm telling you, it still touched my heart. So definitely, we have any callers on the line or anybody in the chat room. But I guess these people don't want the tickets, you know what I mean?
We do have some callers on the line right. We do have a caller on the line right now. Again, people, if you want the tickets, you better call in right now. We're looking for caller number 10. Caller number 10, let's start getting to the lines and let's start breaking them down.
All right. Can you still there?
Area code 702401. You're caller number 1. Sorry, you got to keep calling. She can be caller number 10.
All right. I'll call that.
Keep calling, ladies and gentlemen. Keep calling. Area code 757-282. You're caller number 2. You got to keep calling. We're looking for caller number 10.
Caller number 10. That girl is poison. We need Tracy now so she can break it down and sing it for us.
Keep it going. That was caller number 2. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Keep it going, keep it going, yes. And we're not going anywhere until we are able to give these pair of tickets that is valued at over $100. This segment is being sponsored by 7 Venues. I'd like to shout out the media director and the director of events, Marie Rogers, Daphne Hodges. I do apologize. She is super, super awesome in supporting our cause. If you want to purchase the tickets and you're not able to win the tickets, you can definitely check out Ticketmasters.com. But, you know, the Our Show Radio Network, we are on fire, in the words of Alicia Keys, you know, not girl, but, you know, girls and guys, combination of their force. But we at the Our Show Radio Network, we have a lot of great shows that are coming forth. We got some big, big things in the work that I can't speak about now because my boss and my brethren are on the line. But, you know, we are going places, I'm telling you. You know, we're going to be like Visa. We're going to be everywhere. So definitely keep calling, keep calling. This has been a tremendous show. We're not going anywhere. We're not even going to take a commercial break. Hey, boss, do we have anybody else still on the line? Keep calling, keep calling. We're going to fast forward it to...
We got a couple more. We got a few callers on the line. Area code 702-401. You're caller number 3.
All right. Come
area
on,
code
come
seven,
on.
Area code 757-282. You're caller number 4. Come on, let's keep it moving.
Yes. They excited. Yes.
I
want those tickets, honey.
I'm looking out with my telescope looking for the 10th caller.
You are crazy. No, you did not, TK. Go in the quiet area. Quiet area, TK. Go in the bottom pocket.
Let's keep the phone.
You are
crazy. We have to call number 4.
Okay. Let's fast forward it right now. Let's skip. Let's say caller number six. We're going to keep it moving. Got to keep it moving. Yes, it is the D Hour Show Radio Network. Once again, we're trying to give away a pair of tickets to the Throwback Series at the Atox Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. Belle Biv DeVoe will be performing this Friday, April 12th at 8 p.m. Tickets are available at Ticketmasters.com. Be the 10th caller and answer correctly the trivia question when you hear the song Poison, and which you've just heard just minutes ago, to win these tickets. Again, this segment is brought to you by 7 Venues. All right, so definitely, definitely keep calling, keep calling. What I want to do is, I'm afraid to take another break, but yeah, we're going to keep it moving. I think we should take another musical break. What you think right now, boss? Go ahead and go into a musical break and play some more. All right, so what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, yes, don't go nowhere. It's Miss Fabulous, no pun intended, so fabulous. But I think somebody got me beat. I think Tracy's going to be Miss Fabulous because she is awesome. That was our national guest for tonight. Yes, and yours truly, the second Miss Fabulous. We also got D-Slate, CK in the building. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. We're running into overtime, but it's okay because our boss is on the line, the CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. Let's go. It's 10 minutes after the hour. Keep it locked when we come back from this song right here, Trina Braxton, sister to Tracy Braxton. You know what? We need you all to party or go home, or caller number 10 is what you need to do.
You better call in right now, 718-766-4553. Get your call in. Let's go.
Let's go.
If you didn't come to party, then you better go home.
Big bully, let's go. Tree, where you at, baby?
are back live 14 minutes after the hour, 11:14 Eastern Standard. That music break came by way of Trina Braxton. It's all about the Braxtons on tonight. It's all about the Braxton family values on tonight. Trina Braxton doing her thing with Party or Go Home. I like that jam. And actually on, I believe it was one of the segments for season two, they showed the making of that video, and she was like a large table-turning fixture, and Tracy was in that video, Tawanda was in that video. It was live. So you're doing your thing, Trina, and all of the Braxton sisters and Mommy, you all are doing excellent things, and we just thank you for such great representation of African-American families and great contributions to the industry. Now, this is yours truly, Miss Fabulous, on the MIC, on the D-Hour Show Radio Network, the I've Got Something to Say Radio Show, Blog Talk Radio. Our special guest on tonight is Tracy Braxton. We're trying to give away these tickets for the Belle Biv DeVoe concert coming to the Octux Theater in Norfolk, Virginia on Friday, April 12, 2013 at 8 p.m. You and a guest will be in the building to see no other than the fame, iconic, legendary trio R&B group, Belle Biv DeVoe, representing Boston because they drive cars. So I want you to be the caller. We have anybody in the queue station this late?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Caller 757-282. You are caller number 5. We're looking for caller 10. We're looking for caller 10.
Remember, we fast-forward to 6 because I wanted to give them one up. So we're at caller number 6 right now. We skipped one up.
That was number 6. Yes, that was. Oh, PJ gave y'all a one up, so that was number 6. Come on now. We're looking for 7, 8, and the king number 10 so you can get these VVD tickets. Come on, y'all. Get your dial on. Your fingers ain't that tired now. Dial the number.
Yes. You got a party?
4553. Let's get it.
Okay. So anybody else in the queue right now?
Nobody in right now.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to call it 16 minutes after the hour. What we're going to do right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you some facts about autism because, as you all know, April is National Autism Awareness Month, and also the famed singer and older sister to our special guest on tonight. So Tracy Braxton has a nephew who is the son of Tony Braxton, has autism, and she is a spokesperson for Autism Speech. So, you know, with that being said, I would like to provide some facts about autism. Autism, as I stated earlier, is more common than childhood cancer, diabetes that Tracy spoke on, and AIDS combined. Researchers have found the area of the brain called the amygdala has an average of 13% larger, or is a 13% large increasement in young children with autism compared to children without autism. Okay, more and more doctors and researchers are referring to autism because each child is different and each child calls and treatments are different. And last but not certainly least, 1 in 10 extremely premature infants tested positive for autism. Children who are born with more than 3 months early have double expected rates of autism. So those are some great facts, yes, for autism. CK has, is it a nephew or a niece, CK, with autism?
I have a 6-year-old niece that has autism.
Okay, and actually I have 2 family members, my late great uncle Joseph, who was 60-something years old. He was an adult with autism. He passed on in 2010. Rest in peace to my uncle. He was, you know, in his 60s, but his cognitive ability and limitations and delimitation factor was 1 of a 10-year-old. And then my cousin in Boston, Massachusetts, as current, Angie, she is 39 years old. And her limited capacity is 1 of a 6-year-old. So, you know, autism is real and affects all of us. And I love my Angie girl, and I love my Uncle Joseph. So, you know, in lieu of that, that's why I fight, and that is one of my social causes, autism, AIDS, and HIV awareness, diabetes, breast cancer awareness, and homelessness. So definitely, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. We have to be more cognizant to understand There is unity in our community, and we must join hands and stand together for a purpose. Agreed?
Yes.
Agreed.
Absolutely, absolutely so. Yes, and it's also National Poetry Awareness Month. Support a poet, kiss a poet, let a poet know how important that she or he is and that their contributions are not in vain. So throughout the month of April, myself being the poet, D. Slate being the poet, and CK being the poet, we're going to inspire you and we're going to, you know, like they say, drop some knowledge and probably have some, you know, special guest poets to grace in the room. Yes. So we're going to get back to business right now because the hour is dwindling down, you know. You want to party or go home, but we want you to go home with these tickets. So, D-Slate, what we got going on in the chat room?
TJ, I got caller number 10 on the line.
You got caller number 10 on the line?
We got caller number 10, TJ.
Okay, let's put he or she on the line. Who are we speaking with?
Let's get them in.
Caller 757-402.
You're on the I Got Something to Say show. What's your
name?
Where
you
calling from?
Tamika Wimborn
calling from Virginia. Well,
get the heck out of here. What's that, friend, family? How ironic is that? Now, when I say those singers must have been walking to God Almighty, I saw the post.
Yeah,
hang up,
call back,
hang up,
call back, hang up, call back.
It came off for you. Yes. Okay, well, it's not all over right now. Say hello to D-Slate, the CEO of the D-O Radio Network.
Well, hello, Tamika. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for calling in. You are calling number 10. I think we have a trivia question, PJ.
Uh-oh.
We do. Yes, and CK is also in the building. CK, say hello to Tamika, our winner.
Hey, CK.
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Okay. All right, we have caller number 10. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our winner on the line at this particular time. Calling by way, what city are you in, Tamika?
I'm in Portsmouth.
Okay, she's in Portsmouth, Virginia. Now, Tamika from Portsmouth, Virginia, we have a trivia question for you, and I hope that you're able to answer the question. You can utilize a phone a friend. You can utilize an electronic device, whatever you need to find the answer to this question. Okay, drum roll, please. Okay, now, you know that Belle Biv DeVoe is a trio group out of another legendary R&B group, okay? The R&B group Belle Biv DeVoe comprised of three members from this other legendary group that I'm speaking of. What three other members are not a part of Belle Biv DeVoe that are a part of the other group that I'm talking about? And I know that's
okay,
like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Ralph Tresvant.
Correct.
I think that's how you said his name.
Yeah.
Okay. Bobby Brown.
Correct.
And Johnny Gill.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. And what's your last name, Tamika?
Wimborn.
Tamika Wimborn. Tamika Wimborn from Portsmouth, Virginia. I know y'all are mad at Tamika Wimborn right about now. And I made the question confusing because I was like, D-Slate, that's a hard question, PJ. You going to trip them up. I was like, that's the purpose.
Oh,
we
no.
We want to make sure that the girl purpose.
If you like old school music, you got to know it.
You got to know it. You got to do your research. Well, Tamika Wimborn, congratulations for winning
Thank
these
you.
Tickets. You're the official, and we have an account. You're the official 10th caller, and you answered the question correctly. Now, what I'm going to do is keep you in the green room. We're going to take down some information. Your tickets will be at Will Call. The concert's going down at the Attic Theater, ladies and gentlemen, Friday, April 12, 2013, at 8 p.m. It's going to be you and a special guest that will be able to understand why they are called Bell Biv DeVoe. Now you know, because they are poison.
Thank
now, my homeboys from Boston, we drive cars. Right. Right. So definitely hang on for just
thank
a moment.
You.
Tamika Winborn from Portsmouth, can you do me one favor before we get that information? Could you say your name and you're chilling? Or, matter of fact, say your name and say you won tickets to the Bell Biv DeVoe concert on the I Got Something to Say show.
My name is Tamika Winborn. I won tickets to the Bell Biv DeVoe concert on the I've Got Something to Say radio show.
Oh, that was very, very well said and very, very well done. Well, Tamika, hold on so we can get some information from you. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere. We still got a little bit of time on the clock. We got our 10th winner, 10th caller, so we're feeling good right about now. What we're going to do is go ahead and pay some bills, and we get this information from Tamika Winborn. But we're going to go ahead and leave you with I Heart You by Toni Braxton. When we come back, we'll be closing out the show. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here. Miss Fabulous D. Slick, CK, and our winner of those Bell Biv DeVoe tickets. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show, 25 minutes after the hour. Let's go.
Isn't here thinking of you with a candle lit, and I
I'm champion. Realize check mechanism.
Hush, kill O'Neal for rat. He's not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It was 29. We are back live 29 minutes after the hour. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We were just listening to the sibling, the sister of our special guest on tonight, Toni Braxton, I Heart You. I love that song. She actually debuted the video on, I believe, last season. So I am so awesome on all the things that the Braxtons are doing, and particularly my sister, my soror, Tracy Braxton. And I'm glad that we got a caller and we got a winner for those Belle Biv DeVoe tickets. I'm telling you, it was three ladies that were going at it. They were getting it in, weren't they, D-Slate?
Absolutely.
Yes, caller number six. Okay, call back. Caller number seven. Okay, call back. It was yay. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're just coming back again. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, is on the MIC, D-Slate, and CK. We're all in the building. And once again, congratulations to Tamika Winborn of Portsmouth, Virginia. She will be in the building on April the 12th, this upcoming Friday, Belle Biv DeVoe Throwback Concert Series at the Atux Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. So enjoy those tickets, Tamika. I'm so jealous, but I'll be there. I'll be working, but I'm so jealous. Enjoy. Definitely tune in to Thursday's show, Celebrity Thursdays, on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We got one more pair of tickets that we're going to give away, so you have another chance. Make sure those fingers are stretched and cracked so you go ready again, those seven digits, and you can have an opportunity to be sitting in the building on the 12th of April. Well, what we're going to do, in the words of Boys to Men, we have come to the end of the road. When I say we have been doing this particular show going on a year and a half, by far tonight, by far, has been one of my most favorite moments in radio, and I have had a tremendous time tonight with D-Slate, CK, and our very, very special guests. It was just super awesome, the music, the message, and just the whole camaraderie. And that's what independent radio, mainstream radio, and just the business of broadcasting, that's what it's all about, is to entertain and to educate, edutain. So if we're not doing that, we have a lost purpose, okay? That's why the three of us in particular, and meaning our CEO and our fearless leader, this is why he gave us the platform to do that. And I want to extend a wholeheartedly thank you to Blog Talk Radio because, again, they're giving, you know, people who want to break into the industry and, you know, the radio industry and just, you know, by way of changing lives of people. So thank you for the platform. I'm going to defer to you, CK, for your closing remarks at this time, and then you, D-Slate, and then yours truly. And we're going to get out of here and go eat some ice cream sandwiches. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. CK, what you got for us?
Well, tonight has been it was a phenomenal night. I thought we were all actually on television, and we had such a great, great time. I just want to let everybody know, this Saturday I will be sitting along a panel of other authors for a project that I had worked on called the No Vacancy Project. The book releases this Saturday, April 13th. For those who live in St. Louis, in the Regional Arts Commission, and all the proceeds will be going to the Shalom Women's Shelter. Also, for autism, I'm working on accepted submissions for my project, the We Are Autism, Real Life, Real People, and I'm accepting artwork, photographs, poems, short stories, or your own personal experience with autism, whether it's your own life or it's with someone who, a child or a family member who lives with autism. So I'm still accepting. The book will be released after a while. We're still taking in everything. So hit me up. I'm on Facebook. And PJ will let everybody else know when she has the time. I know she's busy.
Okay, well, definitely. I would like to find out more information on how I personally can get involved with that, because that's a great cause when you call to action and call to duty and request for a social cause, and that's a form of philanthropy, and that is a form of giving back to the community. So I definitely salute you, and I applaud your effort in trying to make this work, and it will work. So definitely salute to you and everyone involved. D-Slate, what do you have for the people tonight? I mean, as you being the CEO and program director, executive producer for this show in particularly, what are your thoughts about tonight? It was magical, and, you know, we really have something big here.
Oh, absolutely. We had a fantastic show tonight. It was I thoroughly enjoyed Ms. Braxton, and she's funny. She's talented, very intelligent, and she's doing so many wonderful things. So we was truly blessed to have her on the show with us tonight. Had a great time. One of the best shows we had tonight. And I definitely want to thank her, and and also the rest of the Braxtons are absolutely talented and incredible. And we look forward to talking with you guys as well. But we have an incredible time with Tracy tonight. Thank you so much, Tracy, for being on the show with us tonight. And anything else, tomorrow, make sure you guys join us on the Tuesday spot, myself, CK, Leo. We're going to be talking to comedian and funny man Ari Spears from Mad TV, so definitely make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. We're going to be getting in with my man Ari. So just tune in tomorrow, you know, Real Men Talk. And it goes down tomorrow. It goes down. We got a great show. So just keep tuning in to the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know what's going to go down. You just have to keep tuning in. We got some more tickets to give away, so make sure you guys are listening.
Absolutely. Thank you, D-Slate, a.k.a. my boss. So you're not going to get into my radio professionalism mode right now. I'd like to first and foremost thank my sorority sister of Zeta Phi Beta, Sorority Incorporated, and my Eastern Star sister, I See Your Light, to all of my brothers and sisters. Continue to give back into the community. You understand our purpose when we took pledge. And that's for all Greeks. That's for all Masonic affiliations. That's for anybody that's a part of a circle bigger than yourself, okay? So first and foremost, thank you for that. Tracy Braxton, if you're still listening, if your management's still listening, Bobby Burwell, you are stellar at what you do, and I thank you so very much. Soul World Entertainment, that is Tracy, Tawanda, and Trina's management, definitely doing great things. Sanji Carey, who is a part of Tracy's management team, I feel like she's family. She is on top of things. Can you hear me? If you're an aspiring artist, it is imperative for you to have very, very professional representation, because they're working for you and they have to serve you in the best light possible. So that's why this is a teaching moment right here in my closing remarks. It is extremely imperative you have people who, again, are working in your likeness. So thank you for that. I'd like to give a shout out to all of the other Braxton family members, the sisters, Mommy Braxton. They're doing phenomenal things. Thank you so much for showing us that there is a great form of African-American families shown in a positive, and that's the operative word, positive light. We don't have to be pulling each other's hair and pointing the finger and mud wrestling in order to get our point across, and that's not who we are as a people. So, you know, we clean up well, we present well, and we're doing great things as African-Americans alike. All right? And then also, stay tuned continuously for the D-Hour Show Radio Network. Salute to you, D-Slate, for allowing such a platform. Great things are coming this way. A morning show will be officially coming to the D-Hour Radio Show. Yes, the Poetic Justice Morning Show will be coming to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. And also some other great things in the works. So you may hear from, Tracy Braxton again, you know, because it's going down. This is what we do. Also, with that being said in closing, on this Thursday, Celebrity Thursdays, stay tuned, as D-Slate has indicated, that we have another pair of tickets that we will give away. Thank you so much for Seven Venues and Marie Hodges, for Mary Hodges for being participatory in our efforts and being a sponsor of the I Got Something to Say radio show. We will be, myself and Lamont Ferguson, will be covering the interviews at the Addicts Theater for the upcoming show of Belle Biv DeVoe. Tickets are still made available through Ticketmaster, so get out there and get your tickets because it's going to be a phenomenal show. And I think that I've said everything that I can briefly say. Definitely continue to follow me on Facebook, and tomorrow in the city of Virginia Beach, I will be at Lyrically Spoken. All right, so we've had a phenomenal show tonight. Once again, congratulations to our winner, our 10th caller of those tickets, and that can be you. So stay tuned and keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous D. Slate, CK, and our national celebrity for tonight, Tracy Braxton. We want you all to continue to love one another, be kind to one another, and remember, life is short, and so is my real hair, y'all. Good night. We out of here like 2012.
Good night.
Night. Good night.
Is the I got something to say? Is the I got something to say show? Is the I got something to say? If the I got something to say, show. If the I got something to say, if the I got something to say, show. If the I got something to say, if the I got something to say, show. It's the craziest thing to say,
but you're lyrical mind in the game.
If the I got something to say, if the I got something to say, show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the show down. Sports talk, here comes D. Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.